Yo, yo.
And Capone, and Capone, and Capone.
What's going on, Mr. Notorious Man?
Oh, it is Suck Yeah Friday, so I'm trying to start a party.
Well, I'm glad I'm here.
So it's Suck Yeah Friday, Diego McLeod. What you
Is
drinking,
that
Diego?
one?
We're having some cookies and some Xanax so far.
Oh, that works for me.
And I just put on a patch for restless leg syndrome that I forgot to put on earlier. And some multivitamins. Are we old? Are we old men? Oh,
Now.
shit.
Hey, they won't refill
What's
my top
now?
sub anymore. They won't do what?
Oh.
Kaiser informed me that they're taking a stand against refilling cough medicine with codeine in it. So no more 15 milligrams for me during the day.
You can
Oh,
get
man.
3 milligrams over the counter at like a mom and pop pharmacy. At
Not
least in
codeine, dude.
Ohio. No, in Ohio pharmaceutical law, you can get 3 ounces of codeine over the counter, but most chains don't do it because of regulation. But you can do it at like a mom and pop pharmacy, unless they've changed it with some of the laws. Dude,
Okay.
Man.
lightsaber with your fucking felt hanging down, drive. And there goes Diego. Sorry. I'm going to a doctor's appointment, but it's Fuck Yeah Friday. So on my other podcast, Wizard Quest, I casted a Fuck Yeah Friday spell. I haven't posted it yet. I will. Look out for it. But I also did a YouTube live stream on my Twitter feed.
Oh,
And
yeah.
so that's pretty cool. I casted. Check that out.
Under YouTube.
Wizard Quest podcast, and then also Dr. Notorious Jokecast. It's easier if you just go to Twitter and go to Notorious Jokes. I post all the links there. And Twitter's
Oh.
the thing I'm on the most because I'm talking to more people on Twitter about collaborations and stuff. And that's also
Yeah.
why I wanted to get some people on the line because I'm looking to turn Dr. Notorious into a cartoon. And I'm gonna
Oh,
need some
man.
like people to do like guest voices and stuff.
Right, that's what's up, man. You got
So
the
like I
one
wanted to
big
make sure you guys
all
knew that like in the near future, like maybe like if you got like I definitely want, you know, Tretzky, you know who I want. Give it to me.
Repeat the question.
The
I'm
voice,
sorry.
you know the voice I want.
Oh, don't tell me. Miss
The
Spigot?
cartoon, in the cartoon.
I
Let's hear it.
don't
know. Refresh my memory. I just drank a whole bottle of codeine.
Speaky here.
Mina. Is this what you want? Is this what you want?
That's it. That's it. Ann Capone, have you met Miss Spigot?
No, man.
Okay, so Miss Spigot, Ann Capone, I'll be the bartender. So I'm the bartender. Dr. Notorious
Yeah.
here, the Dr. Notorious Jazz Bar. What can I do for you, Mr. Capone, and the Ann Capone Show? Big fan, big fan. What can I get you to drink, my brother?
Man, I take a nice tall Hennessy, man, you know?
All right, man. All right, man. You want me to throw a little of the magic mojo in there so the ladies come a-calling? Or
I'll definitely need a whole lot of
whole
that.
lot of the mojo. Hey, I see one coming over right now. Maybe you gotta buy her one too. What's up, darling? What can we get you to drink, darling? Darling,
Just give me some rum.
some rum? Do you want like rum punch? Do you want a mojito? Do you want a Cuba Libre?
No, just give me a bottle and shit.
Okay, all right, lady. All right. What do you like? Do you like Captain Morgan?
Anthony Kaponovich is here. And I will take a nice ice cold bourbon.
Bourbon. All right. On the
Thank
rocks?
you. It is in the cleanest glass that you can find.
Let me just wipe this one out with my t-shirt here.
Oh,
And, put that up here on the bar, and there you go.
And cheerio. So,
here's a little something. It's not straight Kentucky bourbon, shall we say. It's made with the same corn mash, but I was born in Richmond, Kentucky, you see. And the old colonel, who was Colonel Notorious before I was Dr. Notorious, he had a secret recipe for chicken. You might have heard of him. He went by the nom de plume Colonel Sanders. But he also had a secret recipe for white lightning. And I got a little jar of that, so I'll give you a little bit of that. A little Miss Pickett, I'll give you a lot of that. How about that instead of that rum? How you feeling now, Miss Pickett? How you feeling?
I just keep drinking out of my coating out of the straw and shit.
Oh, man. Make sure you...
What are you looking for, man?
Get you some crushed ice, Pickett.
Some Coors Ice?
Crushed ice.
Crushed ice?
Yeah.
Get you some crushed ice. Okay.
You want it? Fucking ears bottle.
Do you need to chill on that, man?
Man. I'm telling you, man. You got to put that on ice, buddy.
You got to put the coating. No, you got to mix it with...
you mix that shit with Sprite.
Sprite and Jolly Rancher, Grape Jolly Rancher. It's purple, and that's why they call it purple drink.
No, I don't do purple.
I've never done it either.
Promethazine.
I don't even do narcotic painkillers anymore. Which I could get prescribed because I have severe degenerative disc disorder. Well, we'll see. I'm going to my neurologist now. We'll see what they prescribe me. I've got a suitcase full of drugs. I feel like fucking Hunter S. Thompson.
Well, I'm pretty much in the same boat, man.
I like can't sleep, restless leg, but then also I've been going to other doctors too for other stuff. It's been ongoing, but coming on here, listening to you guys, talking to you guys, bringing Dr. Notorious to the masses, it's fucking therapy, and it's awesome, and it's getting out there.
Yeah, man.
Like 500-600 people a day on mine, and man. Even more. I mean, I'm getting like, I got 30 on the episode I posted this morning as a joke. And then the guy I called in Cincinnati to tell him to go home and bang his wife because she tweeted me a picture of her in a rockin' bikini. And I was like, dude, you need to go home. Shit like that. And then I met a 65-year-old guy last night. Hadn't been laid in 35 years.
Whoa.
So I gave him his advice, and the whole time, these women next to him that were regulars, they were all regulars, apparently, they were all listening to me. And at the end, I went to the bathroom, and I came back, and they were all like, if you listen to him, I'd sleep with you if you cleaned your act up. You're not a bad-looking guy. You're just all grizzled.
Nah, old as fuck.
Well, these guys, both, like, so many guys have told me the same story. They're like, in their 50s or 60s, they got married in their 20s, divorced in their 30s, never found another woman after that. Like, never even touched another woman after that.
Man, please, man. I couldn't do it, man. I have to most definitely move on, me, myself.
Oh, yeah, me too. If my wife left me today, I'd probably be shacked up with someone else tomorrow. But I'm a Cancer. I'm needy.
Well.
No, that's not true, honey. I love you. It would take me months and years of therapy to get over you. Oh, yeah. She doesn't listen. She doesn't listen.
He's lying.
Maybe. I think her coworkers listen, and then they inform her when I say stuff about her. He did your voice a day again. Honey, I heard you did my voice again on your podcast.
I do it all the time. I try my best to impersonate wives, kids, all this. So, I mean,
Oh, no. I only have one voice for all the women in my life. Like, I talked to my mother today. What do you want for your birthday?
Cake,
and I told her, she's like, I'm just going to send you an Amazon gift card. And then she mails it to me. You'll have it on the 6th. I was like, why didn't you email it to me? Oh, Al Capone's gone too. And he dropped. Well, good episode.
Today's my birthday.
Happy fucking birthday. Why didn't you tell me it was your birthday?
It's not that important.
Say it's your birthday. Well, when I get where I'm going, you're going to start getting some shit for the rest of the day.
That
Michael. Have you seen the Michael Bolton? The Michael Bolton greeting card? I'm going to buy that. They say it's your birthday. Happy birthday. I'm going to sing to you in Polish. Stola, stola, es mi shani shana. Stola, stola, es mi shani shana. Nishana, nishana, nes nishana, nishana, nes nishana.
Zizo, zizo, oi, oi, oi.
Oi, oi. Ziggy, zuggy, ziggy, zuggy. Oi, oi, oi. Shalom. Oh, oh, my God, I'm coughing because I'm screaming in my car. I probably look like a fucking insane person.
Ziggy Zaggy, Ziggy Zaggy, oi, oi, oi!
Ziggy Zaggy, Ziggy Zaggy, oi, oi, oi! Now we got to go out drinking tonight. Fuck. I went drinking out last night, though, so I can't go drinking out last night tonight.
I drank a cup of coffee before I went to bed. Now my arms are shaking.
Dude, you need to go see a neurologist. Or a psychologist,
psychiatrist.
Oh, the ones that can prescribe drugs. I get mine from my physician. She gives me all my
I want legal LSD.
Legal LSD. Ambien. I think that's what killed fucking Bourdain. Honestly,
medical LSD, please.
No, I think Bourdain. Well, he was fucked up about his girlfriend. But he wrote about it all the time on travel blogs and stuff on how to survive those long trips.
Fake news, everybody. Fake news.
Yeah, this is fake news coming
fake
up.
Fake news.
But this is just a theory. Fake news. Fake news theory.
His organs were failing. His organs were failing, and he didn't want to do it anymore. Just like Hunter S. Thompson.
No, because he talked about how he would always take an Ambien and a glass of port before those 16-hour flights to, like, India or Malaysia or Vietnam.
He used to talk about heroin addiction, being a crackhead,
having trouble sleeping. His girlfriend was sleeping. You're going the wrong way. You're going the wrong way.
Kill yourself.
You need to get over and off the road immediately. Oh, my God.
Kill yourself.
This guy was just going the wrong way down a one-way street.
Yeah, it happens.
Like, literally right next to me, and oncoming traffic just got the green light and was coming right at him, and he was trying to get into some turn-in like a douchebag.
Oh, that a showstopper?
My part of town, we all drive cars that are like $30,000 or $40,000 and drive like assholes. This part of town, everyone drives like $80,000 or $90,000 cars and drives like fucking assholes. Welcome to Dublin, Ohio. This is where you come and buy your Audi or your Mercedes or your BMW, but not Tesla. That's only at Easton.
Tesla.
Sorry.
Wow, that's a ticking time bomb.
Yeah, it is. I should send you this map. It's like the bigoted map of Columbus, Ohio, but it's so funnily accurate. Like, it's like rich white people, poor white people, like middle-income white people. It's just like off the hook.
If you have a social security number, you've been sold.
What?
There.
What the fuck are you babbling about now? Okay, I'm pulling into my doctor's office. We're at 15 minutes. Talk to you later. Love you, boo.
30
I want
pounds.
I want you on the show as Mr. Turetsky.
Come on, doctor. Nobody's looking. Cough, motherfucker. Right. Cough.
Mood River!
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.